Patient name Jesse, J-E-S-S-I, last name Cofty, C-O-F-T-Y, date of birth 3-1-14, date of service 11-29-23. This is a 9-year-old little girl. Dad brings her in today, doing to have an injury to her right index finger, distal aspect. Apparently she's got potentially something wedged underneath her fingernail. It is some discoloration. There is no bleeding. It looks very mild at this point, but redness is setting in. She doesn't complain of any significant pain. She just tells me at times it hurts. Period. Paragraph. Dad is wanting me to remove whatever is there. Once again, it is superficial. However, this little girl, 9 years old, she will not let me touch that finger, and she refuses to allow any injection of lidocaine. So we're going to give her some antibiotics and to thwart off any impending infection, and they're going to give it a few days and talk about it at home, possibly come back here in a few days. Period, new paragraph. Pulse 97, respiration 16, temperature 98.4, oxygenation 100%, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, non-medical history, negative, surgical history, tonsillectomy, social history, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke, period, new paragraph, on examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, a delightful little girl, H-E-E-N-T is unremarkable, neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy, heart positive, S1 positive, S2, no murmur, lungs are clear, abdomen non-tender, bowel sounds are present, period, to paragraph, examination of that right index finger, just as stated above, there is some erythema to the distal end. It looks as though there's a possible object, foreign body, obviously very small in nature, underneath the nail bed of that right index finger. It appears to go in about an eighth of an inch directly under the nail bed. But once again, they don't want anything done with it today. Period, new paragraph, definitely erythema. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Cellulitis to that distal index finger. Patient will be placed on amoxicillin, and they're going to go home and talk about if she is willing to come back and allow me to remove it using a lidocaine injection as well. I've discussed all this with the father.